Next week, we're going to have an environmental sermon. Praise God, ice floats. Hopefully that will strike your fancy and come back and see what that's all about. But anyway, as we prepare for Holy Communion, please turn to Standing on the Promises. As we prepare for Holy Communion, 374, let's sing stanzas 1, 3, and 4.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my
seated, and will those helping with Holy Communion please come forward at this time. What I spoke of earlier in the sermon time was what we celebrate today. You see, God knows that our memory is short. God knows that. God created us. Amen? And so Jesus, God through Jesus, that too. She's got to keep us in tune, isn't that right? God, through Jesus, gave us this wonderful meal so that we could remember what God did for us in Jesus' name. Through Jesus' death and resurrection and His life, and His life after His resurrection. What God did for us in that time is so important, and God gave us this meal to remember that. And we are privileged. So many people around the world would literally die to be here with us today, to partake of this meal of bread and juice. And so that night, which was the Passover, as the Hebrews celebrated, Jesus knew it was much more than that. And Jesus was gathered with His best friends, His brothers, the disciples. And at some point during the meal, Jesus stood and He broke the bread. And He gave thanks to God. And as He looked at each of His disciples, He said, "Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Each time you eat this meal, remember me." After the meal, He took the cup, and again He gave thanks to God. And He says, "This is the cup of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Each time you drink from this cup, remember me." Let us pray. Gracious God, you are truly awesome. We cannot explain your nature with words. We thank you for this wonderful gift, this gift of Holy Communion or Eucharist or Lord's Supper, so many ways that it is described. We thank you, God, for this gift. And we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us as we gather around your table. We ask for your powerful anointing to be upon this bread and this juice. Make it truly be, Lord, your body and your blood broken and shed for us. In Jesus' name, amen.